Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Right now, let's chat with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Let's go.
Are you dressed up in a costume at the Star today?
Somebody just asked me that. I told them a story that I went to a Halloween party after covering a night game at LSU on Halloween. Somebody said, "What are you coming as?" We said, "Drunk sports writers."
There you go. That's the way to do it.
So
right there.
I'm dressed as a sports writer right now.
You remember the time, Kevin, you and I dressed up like it was as press?
Yes.
And we had the little press things in our hats.
We were old-timey media people.
I might have to put my hat on. That's kind of one of them old-time hats then for Saturday and Sunday.
Huh? Absolutely. Now, not surprising, but on the practice report yesterday, no Bland, no Parsons, now no Diggs. Let's start with the first two. You've kind of told us all along, does it feel like, and obviously we'll learn more today, that maybe don't count on those two playing for Atlanta?
Yeah, I wouldn't count on them being your player of the game or anything like that. Micah's not ready.
Yeah.
And Diggs hasn't practiced since he ended up with the sore foot a couple of weeks ago before the Detroit game. So both of them probably in the rehab group. So I don't think they'll be ready to play.
What are your thoughts on the way that the Falcons have been using Bijan Robinson this year as opposed to the way Arthur Smith used him last year? Have you kind of
seen... I think he's more involved maybe in the passing game.
Okay.
Mike was talking about not only using him in the passing game, but how he has been very productive as a three-down back in the blocking scheme. So he can play on third down, you know, use him as a receiver. I think he has like 36 catches already. But also being able to pick up blitzes and things like that on third down too. So that's big for a young running back. So he's a three down guy. And if you look at, you know, what they've done with Algier too, those guys together are averaging 112 yards rushing a game. They got 898 right now between the two of them after, what, eight games, because they've already played their eighth.
Then the other offensive weapon, we discussed him a little bit yesterday, not Drake London, but Kyle Pitts.
Yes.
And their approach, because he's not your typical tight end.
No, he's not. And, you know, Mike had to answer that question about Pitts. And he said, you think they might throw him the ball? You know,
salty.
Clever, right? Yeah.
Like Freddie Freeman should probably be the MVP? I don't know.
Yeah, right? And you saw the Cowboys having troubles with Kittle, the way they had tried to play their defense, trying to not only stop the run but create some pressure with extra guys on the quarterback, rushing the quarterback. So, if you're doing that, you're giving something up. So, you know, the bottom line is if you're going to send five or six, you better get there. Otherwise, there's going to be a hole in your defense. That's the gamble on using blitzes. So, they got to figure out that, when he's on the field and, You know, and if they're using him lined up on the line of scrimmage and going out, you know, out wide when he's lined up, then you better have somebody out there that can handle him, or your zone better be able to handle him and not run across. Because, you know, you can play zone, but if you're not getting pressure on the quarterback, then the quarterback's got the time of day to let guys run crossing routes, and at yeah. some point they're going to find the soft spot or clear the zone to be able to throw to him. So, again, you know, it all goes back to the pressure up front. Not only do you need to stop the run, but you better get better pressure on opposing quarterbacks. Otherwise, they'll pick you apart, especially Cousins, since he's just coming off a NFC Offensive Player of the Week performance this past game against Tampa Bay.
Yeah, and he had three connections of 30-plus yards. So when you're talking about having time in the pocket, like, obviously he took great advantage of that last week.
Oh, yeah, and especially not only time in the pocket, but time in the pocket for your receiver to be on the right side and catch the ball going downfield on the left side, right? You got to have time for these guys to run these crossing patterns. And too many times without the Cowboys applying pressure, you know, that's been the case. And you can only cover for so long. And at some point, the guy's going to get open if the quarterback has the time to kind of, you know, pick and choose where he wants to go.
Yeah, and it's not like Cousins is moving. You know, it's
true. No, you know anywhere. Where he's going to be.
True.
Right?
Yeah, two steps one way or another.
It looks like, I'm looking at the stat sheet right now. So he's run 14 times, and I guarantee you, none of those were called runs, right? And guess how many yards he's totaled?
Six.
11.
Eight.
Okay.
Hey, you had it. You had it circled,
pretty close,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, the only time he runs is, you know, out of desperation to get out of trouble, maybe, and he's really not getting very far. So he'll stand in the pocket there, and you better get to him. Otherwise, you're going to have a long day.
Now, Mick, I don't know what you're supposed to do with this statistic or how we're going to solve it. I just needed you to know it because it's now in my brain and I can't forget it.
Wait, I'm going to be ready. Write it down.
All right.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There have been 315 running plays in the NFL this year of 15 yards or more. The Cowboys have zero of them. 315, and we have none.
Gotcha.
Let's get some.
Yeah. I think the... What's the longest one? 11?
I think it might have gotten up to 13 now, maybe.
Oh, maybe it was an end around, maybe, something
yes.
like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think when Zeke hit the 11-yard run the other day, that was his longest. So the long for the Cowboys is 13 yards by Rico.
Okay.
Elliott had 11, and CeeDee Lamb had a 12, and Turpin had 11. So, yeah. You're exactly right. You know,
this just makes me sad.
You just kind of got to get that running game going somehow, some way. And then you better be able to protect the quarterback. Otherwise, the quarterback's going to be neutered and you're going to have problems moving the football on a consistent basis. So, you know, part of the running game is not the yards you gain, it's the attention you attain.
Sure.
Right? And that backs off their ability to put pressure on your quarterback because, like, oh, well, no, they might run it here on 3rd and 5, and I got to be able to, you know, pay attention to the run, which slows me down getting to the quarterback. And maybe why on the – was it the first possession they were 3rd and 5 and they handed the ball to
Yeah.
Whitney?
Yeah.
It was almost like, okay, you better be aware of this, right? And unfortunately, he didn't get any. He was zero, and they punted.
Is there anything in particular, because I know we've talked about most of the offensive line quite in depth, except for perhaps Tyler Smith. We're like, hey, stay the course, buddy.
Yeah.
But what, if anything, have you noticed from Terrence Steele, I know besides just the opposition he's gone up against, that have led to some of these struggles for him?
Well,
this year?
I mean, he's always been better run blocking than he has pass protection.
Yeah,
I mean, that was always his shortcoming, you know, even though he's been starting or coming back off the, you know, almost two years now removed from his, or a year and a half removed from his torn ACL. And, you know, last year it's like, okay, we understand. This year, I think he's kind of back to where he was, you know, in pass protection. He was always, you know, sort of average at it. And I think that's what we're seeing again against some of these guys that rushed the quarterback pretty well. I mean, you know, the sacks that like a Bosa gets or Hutchinson get, it's not all against bad offensive tackles, right? At some point they've played good guys, but they still get theirs. So, you know, that's a thing that you have to be able to compensate for. And in your self-scouting, know what you're capable of doing. Don't fool yourself, right? Even though I like my right tackle against this guy, well, maybe not so much, and I got to give him some help. Now, you can't help both sides, and you can't help all the time. But at times, in critical downs, and especially distance, you better give them a nudge. You better give them a chip or something to kind of help those guys out, or at least push them to the outside. Do not let them come, you know, looping back in and you lose track of them. And I thought Mike made a good comment. I don't know if it was today, yesterday, talking about, you know, some of the problems they've had on the defensive line. And it's not all the young guys, is the declarations of who you're supposed to pick up and block. And one of the things I think the Cowboys are facing, knowing that this offensive line hadn't played that much together, is like figuring out, okay, who's got that linebacker or who's got this guy? Because that play that Warner made, you know, he came in unblocked.
Yeah.
And so somebody, you know, either the blocking call wasn't accurate or somebody didn't catch it on the run, because not all the times when the line shifts that you don't, oh, no, wait a minute, you got him and snapped the ball. You got to be able to know that if that happens, this is where I got to go, and you got to be aware. And I think a lot of that comes from experience, and you've got, you know, a couple guys there that, you know, they're rookies, and other guys trying to play through, you know, injuries and things like that, and you get yourself, their protection kind of breaks down.
Man, excellent insight as always. We'll present you with more troubling stats than I know you're aware of tomorrow.
And you guys are dressing up, by the way, since you asked me?
Yep. No. Yep. Yeah, I'm dressed up.
Oh, I got
as
a yep there. Yeah,
dress as a radio host today.
Yep.
That's nice.
A sober one, though.
Going casual tonight, right?
Yeah. The kids are all
go
dressed
ahead,
up.
Go ahead, Mike. So. What do you need to say?
I'm wearing my Rangers World Championship shirt. Because we're not defending anymore. We're just the 2023 world champs.
Well, yeah.
But there's something to be said for that, right?
We got one, baby.
Come on, Mike.
We got one.
Yeah, that's why I wore it today.
Can't win back-to-back, right?
World freaking champions.
Right. Mickey, we might do this tomorrow. Have you ever heard the moment last year when we won the World Series and Jared Sandler is pouring his heart out talking about Eric Nadell, and all you can hear in the background is Mike just opening up bags of food?
he wasn't moved by it.
No, look, we'll get that audio for you tomorrow, because it is amazing to listen while Jared's pouring his heart out.
God, just think if Mike was a Yankee fan, right?
Yeah, I would have ripped Mookie Betts' arm off.
Or at least his glove.
There you go. We'll catch up with you tomorrow, good sir.
All right, see ya.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.